Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So today we are taking new lesson number 8. Huh? 8, part number 1. Lesson is called Becoming Dear to Krishna. Part 1 title is Qualities in
of the devotees.
Qualities in devotees. Can anyone tell the difference between lesson number 7 and lesson number 8? Lesson number 7 is attaining
pure love
for Krishna. Attaining pure love for Krishna is lesson number 7, and number 8 lesson is
becoming
dear to Krishna. Can anyone tell the difference? Attaining the love for Krishna. No answers?
We try and then we attain.
We are trying to get the love of God. Then is it possible? No. Theoretically we can say we can fool ourselves and we can fool others. Unless we don't become dear to Krishna. Unless we don't become dear to Krishna, we cannot get the love of God. Isn't it? The whole world is like this one. If you want to get the love for others, Krishna, we should have some qualities. That's the first part. Qualities within devotee. A very simple story I am telling. Perhaps you may also know this one. One daughter is not happy with her husband. One daughter is not at all happy with her husband. Anyone heard this story? No? So she come to the extent that she wants to kill her husband. She wants to kill the husband. That much she is fed up with her husband. So she came to her mother's place. She spoke to the mother. Mother, you have to help me. I am not at all happy. You please help me. Then she told, I want to kill my husband. Then only I will have peace of mind. Please listen carefully. She's telling, if you want your daughter to be in peace of mind, you have to help me to kill my husband. So that much the ladies are going on to the extent. The mother told, no Betty, no daughter, don't bother. I will help you to kill your husband. Don't bother. I will really help you. She gave some medicine within one bottle and told her, this is the poison. For each meal, you have to mix up something with that one. You heard this one? Now you are remembering, You also, okay? You also? So better you mix up each meal something, one spoon. This is slow poisoning, Slowly, after some time, because there should not be any doubt. And on one condition, the mother is telling to the daughter, on one condition, I'm giving you this poison bottle to you. What is the condition? You should love your husband. Your husband should not have any suspicion that you hate him. You cannot behave in such a way that anyone else also thinking that you are hating your husband. You must love him like that one. You never loved your husband in your lifetime till now. That much extent you should love. And put each meal one spoon, the poison, slowly he will die. Then no one can suspect. Okay? Then she is very happily, she went, left her mother's place and went to husband's place. That day even the husband also got very much surprised. Why my wife is so happy, so nice, nice to me. And each meal, without knowledge of the husband, she is mixing that and giving. So 1 month passed away. What happened then? Those who know, please don't tell. After a month, she thought that one, she wants to go to mother and tell something. Mother, she went to mother. She tells, mother, I do not want to use this poison now. Because I am very, very happy now with my husband. I do not want to kill my husband. Please, you don't give. I want to throw this poison. The mother told, my dear daughter, I did not give you poison. First of all, you should understand. I never wanted you to kill your husband. But if I say that well, you wouldn't have followed my instruction. That's why I told you that I will help you to kill your husband. This is the nice mother. Mothers always spoil the daughters. Mother-in-laws help the daughter-in-laws. Please understand. Mothers always spoil the daughter. This mother is not such an ordinary daughter. She understands very nicely. That's why she did not disappoint her daughter also. She won. The daughter won this one, heart of the husband. Earlier she was not at all dear to the husband. We are also thinking we want to get the love of God and we don't have the characteristics. You understand the point why I'm telling this story? We have no qualities of such thing. The mother is very, very intelligent. That's why she accepted everything and inconceivably she did so many things. She was successful. Even the daughter was very, very happy. Then she embraced the mother. Mother, you are such a great mother. I never saw such a mother in this world. You are really my mother. The real mother should be like that one. You understand? This is only the solution never lies outside. Solution lies within. The solution lies within. The medicine she gave is not poison. This is stimulating the love between two. Huh? You understand how nice this one? Doctor, just like doctors give the bitter medicine with within a capsule, put some sugar coating. Bitter we cannot digest. We cannot take in. That's why we are putting overcoat, capsule, and then window. Once I gave these capsules to my Guru Maharaj, Radhana Swami Maharaj, and he opened it, the capsule, and he took that powder inside, in the hand, and he took. I asked him, Maharaj, we never took like that, how you are taking this very bitter? I do not want to take the plastic inside my stomach. He told me that answer. He told me that I do not want to take this plastic inside my stomach. You understand? Even if it is good or bad, we should bear everything as the mercy of Krishna. If you become dear to Krishna, then there is no problem, no sufferings, nothing. Everything is joyful. We have to change our hearts. We have to cultivate our qualities, good qualities, virtuous qualities. Then we don't find any enemy. All are friendly. Okay? The first quality is talking about not to become envious, but friendly to all. Why we are creating enmity? Because of envy. We are envious of others. We cannot tolerate seeing others. That's why we are envious. Everyone is son of God. Don't try to go outside to take some consultants. If you come to Krishna consciousness, you can find the solution within. So we need to see hidden hand of Krishna. Isn't it? Don't become envious. If you become envious, you are spoiling your own life. Why we are envious? They have something, we don't have that one. Isn't it? How they got that one? They were very dear to Krishna. Krishna provided them that one. You are not dear to Krishna. Krishna has not provided that one to you. If someone has some ability I don't have, I become, instantaneously become envious. So that character is not praising Krishna. We cannot become dear to Krishna. If you are not becoming dear to Krishna, what Krishna does? What Krishna does? He gives some sufferings, punishment. Isn't it? If our child also doesn't obey, we will just slap also, no? That's why we are all getting problems. Please understand. The problems and all given by God for our purification. Of course, He's not directly giving, but through somebody else. Through husband, through wife, through mother-in-law, through sister-in-law. They are the instruments. If we act in such a way that if we become dear to Krishna, Krishna will never give us any problem. Please understand. So we have to acquire the qualities in that one, not to become envious. Treat everyone friendly. This virtuous quality. Trunadapi sunichena tharoriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadaharihi. Huh? If you glorify Krishna through Kirtan, we'll become dear to Krishna. Then we don't have any problem. No one can do anything. Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. Huh? Isn't it? Why you are becoming envious? Krishna is providing them what we need. He is not providing what I want. So I become envious of others. Huh? It is actually, we are not envious of that person, we are envious of Krishna. Huh? We are envious of Krishna. That we don't know. That much of fools we are. Huh? Is it? All should become like intelligent mother, that mother like. Huh? Then there is no problem. There is no again rebirth. Huh? We need not go to some other mother next birth. This is the last mother. Huh? Isn't it? So try to accept any reversals also and don't become envious of the person. It is only very nice arrangement for our purification by Krishna through that person. We should thank that person. As Rama is telling, my dear mother Kaikeyi, if you did not pass the bones, how I was possible to go out and kill Ravana? So I am very much thankful to you. Huh? If Duryodhana never behaved like that one, where is the chance for Arjuna to become the opponent and arrange for this Kurukshetra Yuddha? And then Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? The Duryodhana behavior is also very, very important to understand this, what all not to be done, the negative aspects, what all we are supposed not to do, that is done by Duryodhana and showed us. He helped us. We cannot say Duryodhana, also cannot blame Duryodhana. Isn't it? It is not that to glorify only Arjuna. We should glorify Duryodhana also more than Arjuna, because to teach us, he underwent all the problems, all the humiliations. Isn't it? But Arjuna, he was only enjoying. He was doing very nice things and he was enjoying. But Duryodhana, to teach us, we should think that Duryodhana act, behave like that just for me. Do you understand the point? Duryodhana, he sustained so many troubles just to purify me, not us. Then we are thankful to Duryodhana also. Isn't it? Then we can acquire the virtuous qualities, not becoming envious of anyone. We try to friendly to anyone and everyone. It's very first point we should understand. We have the mentality, this is how best we can pull his leg back. He's advancing, I am not advancing. Then we cannot get any virtuous quality. We will miss also the human form of life next birth. We will miss that. Krishna will not give us the human form of life also. We have to come in evolutionary process again. Don't fight with anyone. You may have problems. That problems are due to your own mistake, not anyone else. We have to take that responsibility. I was telling about even Vishnu took responsibility. After his servants did mistake. They did not allow the Kumaras to enter Vaikuntha. So this is very, very important. If you want to be happy, you have to cultivate the good qualities within you. Each one of us got our own connection to Krishna. Krishna is the source of all. If you become envious of anyone else, then we are fools. Without the sanction of Krishna, nothing can take place. Again and again, this principle we have to use. Without the sanction of Krishna, nothing can take place. Don't blame anyone for your sufferings. You do not know your mistake. You never think that you committed mistake, but you can realize that you are suffering. Even after suffering also, you will not convince your mistakes. You will not convince your offenses. Isn't it? But you realize that you are suffering. And because of him only I am suffering. That only we will say. We never say because of me I am suffering. If you say like that one, you are going to get the mercy of Krishna. This is now we are ignorant. Sometimes we are innocent also. We cannot remain in innocence also. We have to know everything. We have to aware of everything. If you are innocent means, ignorant means, you are going to lose. So friendly means what? The friendly is giving us some trouble. How can I become friend to him? How can? If I treat him as our own brother, and ask Krishna, how can I help him? Please help me to help him. In a family also, if younger is naughty, the brother is trying to help him, he's not helping, he's not happy to get corrected. And the elder should go to father, then father will do something. Is it? The same way, Krishna is there. So if you not become envious of him, don't become enemy of that person, and you love him, you are unable to change him, you should go to Krishna. You should pray Krishna. Don't blame that one. I am asking Prabhuji him to come to my class daily, but he is not coming. Isn't it? You say, no, daily I am telling, but he is not listening to me. Why he should listen to you? You are not his father, a responsible person. You don't have that capacity so that your instructions he can obey. Is it? Don't blame that person. There is shortcoming within you. I don't have mercy of Krishna, that's why my words are not helping him. The words carry the mercy of Krishna. Please understand this one. If we surrender to Krishna, we are coming in the parampara. We are not offensive. Then our words carry the mercy of Krishna. The mercy of Krishna helps others, the audience, to change, to transform their hearts. Don't blame the audience. We have that shortcoming. We are not empowered, not getting the mercy of Krishna. So in that way, we should make everyone friendly. Just by doing our sadhana perfectly, then Krishna is happy When Krishna is happy, he will consider us as his dear disciple, dear son. Huh? This is good. We cannot be envious of anyone. We should be friendly. Amanina manadena. If someone is disrespectful to us, we should ready to give respect to him. Then Krishna is happy. He will empower us. If you go for tit for tat, then we are no better than the dogs on the street. Huh? We are no better than the dogs in the street. Huh? I will show who I am. Huh? Listen, no, that's not going to please Krishna. Huh? The next comes proprietorship. Huh? We want to be proprietor for this is mine, this is mine. It is not yours. It's just like the cats. They fight for? Cats fight for? For? Bread. You didn't hear that story? The cats, they fight for the bread. Huh? Who is they enjoying the bread?
Monkey.
Like that only, we are also. This is mine, that is mine. Huh? Nothing is ours. We should understand. When we come, we are bringing anything? When we are going, we are bringing it, we are taking anything? Nothing. Then how can we demand, this is mine? That is yours, this is mine. Huh? I told one story also, the person, the owner of the building demanding the rent, more rent. The next day, they come down and they saw that when the person who was demanding is lying without any movement. What is use of he claiming that this building is mine? Anyone got attached to the building and died, he will become, he's got attachment to his own building. He will become next birth? Dog, rat, cockroach, lizard. In that building, because he got attached that building, he will become a watchdog. Otherwise, cat, lizard, cockroach. Don't get attached to anything except Krishna and Krishna's paraphernalia. Don't claim anything as proprietorship. Nothing is ours. What all we are doing, the actions, reactions and the desires, that only we are going to carry within our subtle body. All these things we have to give up. I have 20 buildings, 10 factories, a Swiss bank balance, nothing is going to come us. Our actions, reactions and desires. This is the intelligence of an intelligent. It is not the intelligence of an intelligence to earn 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs a month. That's not going to help him. Nahi nahi, rakshati dumkum karani. Who told this one? Shankaracharya. His name is Adi Shankaracharya. That too. Adi means very fast. The world. Nahi nahi rakshati. That's not going to protect you. What you are, anything you may have possess, but use that one in the service of Krishna. Like Sridhar Nithai Prabhu is making very nice this one. Earlier it was not like this one. Because of our program, you put this one, the lights, fan, this, that, and all. Anything that we have, we use. Don't become don't become miser. Krupana. Krupana. Krupana is miser. Use everything in the service of Krishna to please Krishna. Anyhow, we are going to give up our body. No one is going to stay here forever. So what is the use of possessing all these things? While going, we are taking only our reactions, unpleasant reactions, unwanted desires. What is the use? Isn't it? To give up the proprietorship, the factor is the impediment factor. What is that factor? Can anyone say? Ego, very correct, false ego. As long as you have the false ego, you have some proprietors. Proprietors means this is mine. You have to follow me. All this under proprietorship. The false ego. False ego is the competitor of Krishna. Those who have the false ego, they never accept Krishna. Can you show me Krishna? Then I will believe. Whether you believe or not, you are going to lose. If you don't believe, if you believe, you are going to gain something. Isn't it? We cannot find anything within our back itself. How you are going to see the Krishna? It's absolute truth. You cannot see what is within your stomach, which is within you. How you are going to? Even if Krishna comes, you cannot recognize him. What is the sloka for that one? Avajananti mam mudha manusim tanam asrita. So first of all, we should curb our false ego. Everything belongs to Krishna. If you accept that one, you will never have half ego. If you consider this is mine, then the ego comes. This is mine means I have the proprietorship over this one. Krishna is the supreme proprietor. Krishna is the supreme proprietor. We should understand, we should accept it. I also have that the property, those who have rich people, the property will not stay for three generations on something. Say, anyone heard like that one? But I witnessed that one. The statement is also there. I also witnessed that three generations after that they become very, very poor, poverty stricken. Even the members also not known now. I know that persons before that one, the well off. Bangalore, Gingalore, this, that facilities are now. Even I do not know where the children are also. Like that, I know two families in my this one caste. They become very, very poor like that one. That's why what we can say? Lakshmi? Chanchala. She cannot stay in one place. Why she cannot stay in one place? Why she cannot stay in one place? Why she cannot stay in one place? Why is Lakshmi doesn't want to stay in one place forever? No one is worshipping Narayana there. No one is pleasing Lakshmi's husband. Any women can stay where? They are not. They are not have any regard for her husband. She can stay there. Then she is not at all a woman. Chaste woman. She is not a chaste woman then. So if you worship Lakshmi along with Narayana, then Lakshmi is pleased. Even for the Birla people, Birla, very, very famous, but they are not giving the name Radha Krishna temple. They are giving their own Birla temple. It's very nice. They are constructing very building, very nice this one and all, but naming them as Birla Mandir. It's not Radha Krishna temple, but Birla Mandir. Anybody stayed in Birla Mandir? In Delhi, we stayed once. We missed our train to Bombay, Delhi to Bombay. We were coming from Rishikesh, Delhi, then we had to catch the train Delhi and reach this one. We were informed wrong time, departure time at Delhi, 1 hour late. We were very happily, we were enjoying there the program. We came, but right in that time what we were informed, but the train already left. Oh God, a chaos situation. That time my daughter was a baby, So I could not get into any train and we stayed back in Birla temple. Very, very nice temple. But the name is Birla, not Radha Krishna. Please understand. We are utilizing everything for our own sake means no use. You understand? Use everything for the pleasure of Krishna. We are not permanently going to stay here. Then there is no false ego. As long as we have the false ego, we cannot please Krishna. Please understand that. They are just like opposite. East and West never meet. So, if you curb a false ego, then we surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, we never surrender to Krishna. Don't try to have the proprietors over anything. These are all very, very unwanted characteristics of a devotee. Next comes, you should be very, very pure and expert. Pure means what? Applying some sandalwood pulp or sandalwood scent. That's the pure. Pure means what? Selfless. Any better answer? Selfless is also okay.
As it is.
As it is. We do not know what is as it is.
Internal cleanliness.
What is the cleanliness? Cleanliness means what? I had to put some powder or something. What is the powder comes? What is the meaning of pure? Pure means what? What is the mixing? Only Krishna. You look at anything, you see anything, you do anything, everything is Krishna. Krishna is the support for everything. Other than Krishna you see, you are impure. In one of the classes also, I was telling about the beautiful ladies. They are worshipable. They are just like gopis. And if your mind is gone, as stated, then you are contaminated. As though you may be having so much, what is the fragrance one? Even joke is like that one. In a flight, one person is sitting next to him, is one woman. She is smelling so nicely, that she puts so much fragrance on her. He asks, may I know which fragrance you are using so that I want to give to my wife? She told, better not to know. Many others also will smell your wife. You understand? This is the thing. I don't want anyone else to smell your wife. This is our mentality. We don't know the hidden hand of Krishna. We don't know how to appreciate Krishna. We want to enjoy anything and everything. That is proprietorship also. We are not pure. Pure means we have to see Krishna in each and everything. Everywhere, every event. That is pure. Because aham sarvesya prabhamatya sarvam pravartate na, which realizes that point is source of all. Is source of all. Isn't it? Everything is coming from that one. Bhaktarupa, better you sit somewhere else, little distance. I think so, even that is also. Everyone is the product of Krishna. Krishna is the support for anything and everything that we have to see. No disturbance now?
No.
Just on it, that also, just see. Then, purity. Next, expert. It should be very expert in the sense. Expert in the sense. Everybody can hear? Expert in the sense. How best to? This is also like that. Will you still better answer? How best to please Krishna? Best answer? Expert means how expert he is. Very, very expert.
He knows the Krishna science.
Without mistakes.
The expertise comes where? If we can able to engage others to become Krishna conscious, he's an expert. He's doing something for himself, he's not the expertise. If he can able to help others to become experts, if the guru can make his disciple a guru, then the guru is very, very great. The perfect makes an imperfect. A perfect is great. Expert. You got the answers? It is not that when I acquire, I become guru, I become expert for myself, is no good. You should make others, then you are expert. That's why Krishna is expert. One day I explained this point also in one of my lectures. Can anyone tell? Krishna, I will give you some clue. Krishna is the enjoyer. Then anyone can continue this one?
We are enjoying. We are enjoying.
Krishna is very, very expert. Regarding that one, I am telling that Krishna is the enjoyer.
Krishna makes even us also become.
Very correct. He is not doing anything, he is getting everything done. He himself can do anything and everything, but getting done that through somebody else is expertise. Isn't it? We cannot blame that person is not doing it, doesn't know anything. The getting that done by somebody else is also expertise. Is that correct? So it is not that I am happy, so it's okay. No. If you can make others happy, then you are good. These virtuous qualities we need for your guru, a devotee. Just like the mother I told in that story. Isn't it? So Krishna never do anything, he just enjoys. And he get everything done. And he enjoys that when Bhoktaram Yagdadam Sam. Isn't it? This is the thing, this is the process. Expert means, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. That is what we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I do not know how to get engaged. You please get me engaged. And Krishna is not directly engaging us. But he is getting us engaged. Through different ways. He is not helping us to engage. He is getting us to get engaged in his service. Through parampara system, the preaching system, this system, that system. If you do not know, you cannot get the done work by somebody else. Isn't it? So getting the done, getting the work done by others, that's also we need. Isn't it? So ultimately, the expert, what he does? He is making everyone to please Krishna. Then only is expert. I am calling him for every class. He does not come to our class. Is the expert? Is the expert Krishna conscious person? Please understand this point. We should speak to him in such a way that he comes to our class. One time one complained to another, A complaining B, telling B, you are speaking so many unwanted things. The B is asking A, how my dear Mr. A you come to know? Mr. C, over here what you are telling. Understand? The A's reply is, Mr. B, Mr. C, over here you are speaking, what you are speaking. Then what could be the answer? What could be the reaction of the B? Can you even tell? To shut the mouth of the A? I already told, that's why you could. This is not Vaishnava etiquette to overhear another person. That's not the etiquette. If you are overhearing something, you cannot hear properly also, perfectly also. It's incomplete and imperfect. So the A is set his mouth. So for that one you should become expert. Isn't it? This and all intelligence is given by Krishna. What is sloka? Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayatite tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayatite. Then only you come to me. This loss, the expert person is making everyone to go to Krishna. That is the expert. It's not that one. He's making one thing, without petrol I can drive the car. With water I can drive. You cannot reach Goloka Vrindavana. The expert means we should make everyone to go to the lotus feet of Krishna. This is not the easy task, isn't it? This is not the ordinary activity. It's the gracious one. Isn't it? Someone, we are sending someone to Krishna, is not gracious one? So that is best. So a devotee never saw any interest in ordinary activity. A devotee never show any interest in an ordinary activity. What all we are doing is ordinary activity. So that's why we are not becoming devotees. I want to earn more, I want to do this one, I want to solve my problems, I want to do this, I want to do that one. It's all ordinary. You cannot become devotee. You cannot solve any problem. The problem solution is lying within the heart. This and all, what is the definition for this ordinary activity?
You giving you the explanation for each and every word, what is the definition
for ordinary activity? A devotee never involves in ordinary activity. That does not please Krishna. Any activity that doesn't please Krishna is an ordinary activity. That is only for our benefit, our bodily comforts. So we are not devotees yet. That's why we have Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga. We have to maintain our family. We have to work, good work, and use everything for the pleasure of Krishna. It doesn't mean that we have to take the money and drop in a hundi of a temple. Each single pai you can use. Just like the programs, even ordinary days, what we want to cook, you cook and offer to Krishna, then you take. Listen, we are not telling that you have to fast all the time, you have to pleasing Krishna through the domestic activities. In the domestic activities also, we have to keep Krishna in the center and do your activities. Not to spend even single pai for our sense gratification. It doesn't mean that we cannot have a new dhoti or kurta. No, you are using all these things in the service of Krishna. Is right? That consciousness we should develop. Anything I am doing, that is only to please Krishna. All the gopis in Vrindavan, they meet Krishna. How? They never leave even one single ornament in their cupboards. They put on all the ornaments. What all they have? They go to Krishna. Why? Why? To please Krishna. Nowadays what we are doing? Even to the temple, I am giving chatari, how they are dressing, how they are coming. Really, I am unable to look at them also. Previously, I know that ladies, before coming to the maturity, they put on this half sari, davani. Now, after getting two children also, they are not using the over there is no cloth. How worst we become. Please understand, these are all not pleasing Krishna. They never become devotees of Krishna. These are only ordinary activity. Isn't it? Ladies means
fire.
Gents means butter. It is not necessary that the fire should touch the butter to melt, even if it stands at distance also, the butter, it is going to get melt. How many people can understand this one? Isn't it? You all must have read about this dressing. Ladies, particularly Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj, another Prabhupada disciple, please understand, whenever you are coming, you should close your upper portion. Don't keep open. That's not that you are falling in your own. That's what we say, this banana leaf and a prick. If the prick falls on banana leaf or banana leaf falls on prick, the damage, the damage is going to be there in leaf only. And we are thinking, so nice. The gopis' mentality is not like that one. To please Krishna. Even the ladies, when they go out, they cannot put all the ornaments. Only when they are in front of their husband at home, they can put on all those things. When they come out, they should give up all those things. They cannot. That is the system, Vedic system. All the gopis, they never leave anything. To please Krishna, I have to wear I have so many things, to please Krishna. That is the good thing. Isn't it? If you become dear to Krishna, then only we will get the mercy of Krishna. Please understand, by these virtuous qualities. I cannot say that my behavior is so nasty thing, I can get the love of Krishna. The seventh lesson, attaining the love of Krishna, having no good qualifications, qualities. You remember the story also what I told, the intelligent mother. We should understand what is our aim of life without these qualities, how it is possible. So what are the qualities today we've gone through? Please tell one by one. Not to be envious. We have to be friendly to everyone. Please try to. It is not all of a sudden we can become like that one also. This is also keep on training for time course. Then only it is possible. All of a sudden it is not possible. Then second one is proprietorship. Don't demand any proprietorship. And we have to curb the false ego. Then we have to become
pure and expert.
Expert means we can become expert preachers. Then we do not want to involve in
ordinary
activities. So many people are assembling even Sunday and Pongal day, but they are not coming to Krishna. I also had that one in one TV channel that telling today Pongal day we have to worship Lakshmi Devi. They never mentioned Vishnu or Narayana. He doesn't know the characteristics of a lady, chaste women. Isn't it? Chaste women never forgets her husband. Isn't it? So these are the things the media is giving like that one, information to us. So we should not want to involve in ordinary activities. Ordinary activities are four regulative principles also come in the trailer. No meat cheating, no gambling, no intoxications, no illicit sex. These are all the ordinary activities for the pleasure of our body, sensual pleasure. As long as we involve in that one, we can never get the mercy of Krishna. We never become dear to Krishna. Who is the dear most to Krishna?
Preachers.
The preacher should acquire these qualities first. He should very, very expert to change the hearts of the audience. There is no transformation. After hearing the lecture, in the hearts of the audience, the lecture is mere waste. The person is mere waste. Anyone got your hearts changed today for this lecture? Huh? Your heart, you got something changed, huh? You need to change something now? Huh? Is there anyone who doesn't need to change anything? Is there anyone like that in the audience? Huh? You understand? So these are the virtuous qualities of a devotee. We are trying to be devotee. Don't think that when, as we entered ISKCON, we are devotees of Krishna. We are under training. We should become expert, become pure devotee. Then it is nice. Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much. If anyone has any doubt or clarification required, yes. Enmity? Envious. Ah, without the envious, you cannot become envy also. The person who hurt him. You are showing your enmity means you are angry. Why you are angry? Envious. Why this person did this one? Why my person did not give the repeat to him? He got some extra thing. Isn't it? So you are envious. Now you want to show your extraordinary thing to that person. Isn't it? Anything else? How many people want to become really pure devotee without thinking of my future should be very, very nice? I want to have so much bank balance, so much facilities, so many things. No problem. I am not going to believe in my next life. But this life is very true. I can see that life. I want to be very, very luxurious person. So we please understand, do your sadhana very, very nicely. From my birth, I never wanted to do anything bad thing or anything. If I know that's bad, it's not good. Even till today. In my, this one, recently, my brother expired, isn't it? My brother had so many ornaments of my sister-in-law and all. And my mother's ornaments also with my brother only. He's the elder brother. Now, as my brother expired, all other people, they are thinking, why my brother is not, he has not given us all these things, only he is owning. And now, he got only one daughter and one son-in-law, and they have all the things. And all, they all came to me, why don't you also come, we are all going to speak to them and we will also take our share. You understand? I told, in my lifetime, I never asked anyone anything. This is true, I never asked anything. Why I should go to him along with you for that one? This happened, my mother left her body 2003, only my sister-in-law also, 2003. But only 6 months gap. I told, I don't want, I know Krishna. You believe it or not? They asked me to come there. I told, I cannot come. I don't want to come. I don't want any thing over that one. Let them enjoy. Anyone who is doing something wrong, he is going to face the consequences. Isn't it? As I told, I have given so many people so much money also. I help others. I never get any single pay from anyone till now. I told everybody, they shut their mouth, they never go there. It's gone. And they also left for America. The daughter and the... You understand? That's not going to help us. So please understand, I'm from... my birth, I'm like that one. If something is wrong, something is no good, means I never do that one. My father wants me to see as... I told many times.
Supreme Court Judge.
Huh?
Supreme Court Judge.
Chief Justice of Supreme Court. My father wants me to see like that one. I think that in Krishna consciousness, that is better than Supreme Court Chief Justice. I feel that thing. Many often I feel like that one also. That is only materialist is Supreme Court. In ISKCON, this is spiritual. That's why Krishna is also helping me to give so many revelations. So try to be like this one. Acquire virtuous qualities. Become friendly to anyone and everyone. Don't become envious. Helpful. Hand. So in this way, really I'm telling, we can bring a revolution in even in ISKCON. Okay? Anyone has any other doubt? Yes, the Mataji, you already asked. Yes, Mataji. Any ordinary activity? Yes. Yes. Going to school, colleges and getting some degrees. This is not apparent. I never thought like that one. I am doing my graduation, I am doing my PhD, everything to please Krishna in a better way. My studies, I also told, after me passing my PUC, I applied for the chemistry, BSc chemistry in Loyola College. I went for the interview. In that interview they demanded the car wheels for the car. I threw my applications on his face and told, you think that my studies are equal to your car wheels? I don't want such a study from you. You believe it or not, I threw all the papers on the face and come back. We are not sending our children to go there and earn lakhs of rupees a month and have a very upland life. That is not for them. How many people are helping me also? I do not know any electronic things and all. If he is not studied, how he can do all these things? Even Rakesh is helping me for my computer, this, that and all. They also must have studied, no? All our studies are going to be used in the service of Krishna, not for our enjoyment. You should have this idea in your mind and you should send your children with this idea. Some people tell to make me graduate, my parents and all, they took some loan. You understand? That's why I have to earn. The doctors normally say, why you are looting like this one? If I don't loot, I cannot repay the debts and all my parents took. This is not the way to send a school to your children. You should have some purpose behind that one. They are getting spoiled with this intention. Isn't it? I can do something better to please Krishna, to make everyone Krishna conscious. This should be our purpose of sending our children to schools. You got the answer? Yeah. The student should think, my studies going to help others. I also from the beginning, I think that one, I do not want to do any mistake, I do not want to harm anyone, but I have to help others. That's why I also tell, even you are singing bhajan, we should sing such a way that everyone got absorbed and they should go to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even if I speak something, everyone should understand that they are going to Krishna. Otherwise it's very, very difficult. It's mere waste. Our life's aim is not earn money. Our aim is not to get another material body. My studies is going to please Krishna. I should get empowered and help others. Teaching them the aim of the life is not earning money. The aim of life is to stop our cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. That's why we should teach our children. On that basis we should send them to school. Pardon?
For example, if there is an exam tomorrow for them.
Examination?
Tomorrow there is an exam. Today they have a class, that is summer class. So, to balance that, what is the priority they need to
do? The examiner is controlled by Krishna. The paper corrector is going to be controlled by Krishna. The person who is writing the exam answers is also controlled by Krishna. The person who is setting up the paper is also controlled by Krishna. Everything is controlled by Krishna. From the beginning of the year till that examination, one day before that examination, if you are having that thought of Krishna is the doer, I am an instrument, Krishna has to use me as a better instrument, powerful instrument. Then even one day before also you can go to a movie. I went to movie. You know that what I often tell. Monday is the examination for me, SSLC, that time. Sunday morning show, I went to Sri Krishna Tulabharam. I am not at all scared of my exam, even for my BTEC also. Final examination. I never. You understand? From the beginning, from the early stage, we should understand this one. But nowadays, the parents also tell, if you study, then only you can maintain your family. If you are not studying, then you cannot maintain even your family. That's the thing we are telling. You believe it or not? My younger brother, he is not that much intelligent. Everybody tells, you see, he is going to maintain his family. You are fit for nothing, My younger brother, they tell, you are fit for nothing, you cannot maintain your family. In one way, he's got so much money, in one way, I'm not that much money. In one way, he's not happy, in one way, I'm only happy, because I'm in Krishna consciousness. You understand? First of all, we should get convinced. Krishna is the only ultimate person to maintain us. He is going to take care of us. It's not this nahi nahi rakshati dumkum karani. That calm, the firm conviction you should have. Then really Krishna will do. You understand? One person, mountaineer, is climbing on mountain and he was at the edge of the peak. All of a sudden he slipped. He's falling. He told, oh my God! Then all of a sudden he got one rope. He hold the rope. But he's saying, oh, so much pressure down. If I fall, that's how I'm going to die. He's very much scared. Then he's telling, oh God, please help me. God is telling, yes, I can help you. You have faith in me? He told, yes, I have faith. Then you leave the rope. He could not leave the rope. He called first. He slipped from the peak. Then he called. He thought his knowledge, he got the rope and he hold it. Now after seeing this one, then also it is very much panic, scared. Then he said, oh my God, please help me. Yes, I can help you. Do you believe me? You have faith in me? Yes. Please leave the rope. What will happen if he leaves the rope? Krishna is going to catch him like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was thrown. You understand? But we don't have faith. You understand? The faith only going to help us. If you don't have faith, samsayatma, not only nasam, vinashanam. Vinashanam means in all the aspects. Nasana means one way we will get destroyed. Vinashanam means in all 360 degrees. You understand? The faith is very, very important.
Isn't it? Otherwise not. And one more also, two persons were going, one tiger is coming. One person, both are scared. One person is telling, if the scriptures are the true, God is there, then the tiger is not going to harm us. The other person told, scriptures are true, God is true, there is God. The tiger approach, what the tiger does? First person and second person, whom he harms? Why?
If he is.
If? He is doubtful. He is doubtful. The second one is telling boldly, scriptures are true, God is true. The faith we should develop, please understand. Krishna is the controller of anyone and everything. He can control even the Paramatmas within the tiger heart also. You can see that one. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he danced even in Jharkhandi forest. Isn't it? But we are having lack of faith. That's why we are all suffering. Isn't it? Just try to develop the faith now onwards. We are all victorious. Now your doubts and all cleared, Mataji? Yes, Prabhuji, now yours.
Rama thanked Kaikeyi in the reversal. In the reversal time. So it came automatically for Lord Rama. But in the reversal case, at least if he manually thank, is that okay? Or how it will, that quality will come automatically? Because that quality is not coming in.
What the answer I just now gave? The faith. This one is you are going to gain later and not instantaneously like material activity. In material activity you are going to get the profit instantaneously. But in spiritual it is not like that one. It will take some time. You understand? Why? If spiritually if you get the instantaneous results, you will never go for material activity. If you are not going to material activity, what is the harm? Krishna unable to fulfill your material desires. You have to get purified of your material desires. If spiritually you are okay, means your material desires will remain as such. You understand? That's why I'm telling, even a person working in a wine shop, all of a sudden one person is going and preaching, and what you are doing, get out from this wine shop, means he cannot realize the mistake he did, for he is appointed in this shop. That's also arranged by Krishna. He'll never understand that one. Immediately stops that one. You understand? We should realize why I am suffering. That's the intelligence. You got the answer for your question? Yes. Anyone and anything? Yes. You don't have faith. Prahlada never fell down. Prahlada was thrown. Intentionally, Prahlada never fell down. You understand? Falling down and throwing is different. Somebody else throwing. And he is conscious of God. Prahlada is remembering yesterday some confusion, yesterday lectures, please understand. Prahlada is for remembering. Akrura is for prayers. You understand? Prahlada is always remembering God. That's why as though they throw him from the mountains, Krishna caught him. I think so, even in the life of Sati it so happened. Sati and Parvati. Sati was also helped by Lord Shiva. I'm not quite sure that one. Huh? It's also, I quite remember that Sati is very much after Lord Shiva, and Shiva's father is giving so much problems. Daksha's father, her father. Then one time also it's that Lord Shiva caught her. I'm not quite sure of that one. But this is there. So if you have the faith never go vain. Yes.
While Saivism, people are saying if they go to the temple on Pradosham day to worship Lord Shiva, they can attain moksha and they will not be reborn in this world again.
How many people went back? How many people did not come? Why people say, if anyone is telling something, there should be some reference, scriptural reference. If it is not there, that's mere waste. Brother, someday so many temples, so many people are going, all are, their qualities and all become virtuous qualities. It's not possible. If they don't have that much, it's very, very difficult. Now also in Sabarimala, they must be showing Makara Sankranti. All the TVs also relaying that one. That also with faith only. That what you are telling the people say, it is not necessarily be the truth. If some reference, scriptural evidence is there, means we may develop faith. Otherwise not. It is not that much easy. So for us, the thing is only Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by Krishna himself just before the beginning of Kali Yuga. If you go through anything else than Bhagavad Gita, you cannot get liberation, or you cannot go back home, back to God at Vaikuntha Loka. Please understand. The people with their own immature knowledge, they may say so many things. We cannot rely on that one.
I'm not believing them, but...
people say so many things. Why should we bother for their words, statements? No, not possible. If you worship Shiva, you will go to Kailas. There are also birth, death, old age and disease are there. Even Sati, she got death, no? Except Lord Shiva, everyone else has to die, even in Kailasa. For Lord Shiva, there is no death, there is no birth for him. So don't listen to anyone else, you just read Bhagavad Gita. That's enough. No, that is no good. This is, each one is for some certain particular people, sectarians. It's not altruist. Altruist means for everyone, universal. Universal means everyone. In our functions, anyone can come and have the prasadam. In some other function, if you go, we cannot take the prasadam. Ours is universal. No one can deny ours. There's and all sectarians, only for the sect, not for all. Yes, somebody raised their hand now, Any other question? Yes? Not only me, even our scriptures are telling. Sorry?
Effort in the work.
This is only your words, not through actions. Actions speak
louder than words.
Just telling words, that's not enough. You should put that in action. With faith, Krishna, you put that in action, that become inaction, no reaction. That's important. Anything else?
Krishna giving INT clear, INT and then.
Yes, yes.
If we want to do something, whatever we do, according to that we get the result.
What you are doing, that's not go, you are going to get. What the desire you was got fulfilled, that reaction you are going to get. I am preaching, I am training all of you, I am chastising everyone. I am not going to get the reaction for any chastisement. You understand? I am only doing, I am scolding, I am telling sometimes with angry also, I spoke something for correct them. I am not going to get the reaction for that one. You understand? But what my desire, I want to become, I want to become very famous. That's why I am taking classes. Then that one is going to fetch me the reactions. You understand? The action for to please Krishna, it doesn't fetch any reaction. The action for our own, then reaction is there. Okay? Anything else? Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much.